She says she can hear us.
Go ahead, you're on.
And this is Sky Cubby with Medicinal Foods Radio, beaming in via satellite out here on the Big Island of Hawaii. We are just having a little bit of technical difficulties, but hopefully my guest can make it on here soon, because we have a really special guest today, another dear friend from the Big Island of Hawaii. And she is currently living, her name is Susan Salas. She's currently living in Ashland, Oregon, helping people heal through colon hydrotherapy, fixing leaky gut, and by illuminating the connection between the gut and the brain, as well as the immune system. So it's going to be a great show that I think you may want to take notes on. I know I will be. Before we get started, I just want to thank my beloved Omra for that beautiful introduction. Again, stay tuned to the end of the show for one of her original songs all about healing water called Ocean Prayer that I think is going to be very fitting for this topic we're about to discuss. Thanks to our producer, Matt Navarro, for such a great show. I'm truly honored to be a part of the United We Strive family, and it's a pleasure sharing the airwaves with the other hosts.
Yes, hi, this is Susan.
The UK, Ireland, Chile, and New Zealand. A great shout out to the listeners of Wolf Spirit Radio, awakeradio.us, and American Freedom Radio. Matt, do we...
yeah, we got Susan. Go ahead. Yep.
Okay, great.
Hi, good
we're all coming. Yay, thanks for being here, Susan. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, we are all coming together to uplift, educate, and inspire people to free themselves from the globalist agenda of what Matt calls the stinky New World Odor. So we talk mm-hmm. on the show about the war being waged against the people, with obviously one of the weapons being used against us being food. And so we've got these power trippers and their greedy corporations that have also hijacked our water, air, and seed supply, and seem to stop at no expense to keep us in the grip of sick care. So what we're doing here to all of our listeners is reclaiming our sovereignty, the sovereignty of our health and wellness, something that if we don't do, no one's going to do it for us. We really need to take responsibility at this time and recognize that the sick care, as we call it, system exists because of people unwilling to take control of their own health and wellness destiny. So, I mean, I'm hearing these days in some parts of Asia, the cancer rate is 1 in 1, meaning everyone there is destined to die of cancer. I thought it was bad enough that we got 2 in 3 people dying of cancer in the U.S., but usually linked to diet. But 1 in 1, that is totally insane. So there's really an epidemic going on here, one of malnutrition and toxification. And to help get the awareness out, I created Medicinal Foods to share what I learned along my quest for health. And I became more awakened into the depth of my mind-body-spirit connection, as many of you have, in relation to our food and water and what we take into our body temple. And so I just encourage you to take a look over there at medicinal-foods.com and see some of the cleansing and healing protocols that helped me. Some of them we're going to discuss in our show today. that are discussed in my book, The Raw Chocolate Diet, which you can download for free over there at my site. And so a lot of the work in The Raw Chocolate Diet has cleansing protocols that some of them based on the amazing work that I did with our guests today. When Susan was my colon hydrotherapist out here in Hawaii, Susan Salas is a woman after my own heart with a deep compassion for helping people heal. She really made her services available to the community here at an affordable rate. And she's not just a colon hydrotherapist. She's also an educator who takes her clients on a deeper journey of healing so that they really understand the connections between their gut lining and their overall health and wellness. So Susan is here today to get you some valuable life-changing tools that can that you can start incorporating immediately and start feeling lighter and healthier and having more energy and really living a radiant, vibrant life that you were meant to here. So Susan, again, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Guy and Max, for having me today. I'm really excited to be here and connecting with all the great listeners that you know, that are helping their own bodies, and we're all taking control here and being our own doctors and being our own laboratories with you know, the protocols that resonate and the ones that don't. And I'm really excited about it all.
Yeah, I know we got a lot of information to cover. Can you just share a little bit about how you first got started in this work, Susan?
Yeah, well, my story is that, you know, I had the eczema, skin rashes, when I was a child, and my sister had the asthma. And I didn't realize it was food-related until later in my teens when I really kicked in the water, and I didn't want to have the acne. So I connected with my Indian grandmother that grew her own vegetables and was very tapped into the earth. So I knew that water and vegetables would really help me, and it did. I had, you know, the clear skin, and I turned it around. And so, you know, through my 20s and 30s, you know, the eczema started coming and going. I really fine-tuned it. And what I did was I had, someone had mentioned colon hydrotherapy to me, that it turned their body around, and I had a session about 20 years ago, and I lost about 3 pounds overnight, and it was all fecal matter that was stuck inside my large intestine, which is the colon, and I couldn't believe it. It was just, you know, phenomenal, and it changed my life. And I decided at that moment that I wanted to become a colon hydrotherapist and learn the knowledge base on you know, certain foods that resonate and certain foods that don't. And it was just, it's phenomenal how it kept me healthy, you know, from here on out.
Awesome. Well, I know that there's a lot of people that have really life-changing experiences. So is colon hydrotherapy, you know, maybe you could give like a basic rundown for listeners who are kind of think it's weird or painful, like a colonoscopy, and you know, tell our listeners, you know, is it for everybody?
Yeah, colon hydrotherapy, you know, if it doesn't resonate, then, you know, there's other things you can do to go on a really dynamic cleanse. If it resonates, if you're showing the signs of bloating, acne, skin rashes, kidney aches, different organ aches, arthritis, then, you know, is your stomach distended, you know, do you have a lot of gas, then maybe you might want to think about colon hydrotherapy. It jumpstarts, you know, this amazing cleansing, the modality of really, really getting in there and cleaning your body. It's kind of like the fast lane. You know, there's some dynamic enemas. There's a lot of different drinks that you can do to also clean out the body without colon hydrotherapy. So it may not be for everyone, but if you feel it resonates with you, I tell everybody, try one and see how it goes. See what comes out. it's life changing. It's just it's really incredible.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's kind of crazy how many people who don't, who haven't experienced it, they have some kind of biased issue towards it. And while you, like I keep saying, that you just end up feeling like $1 million after your colonoidal therapy sessions, because you can have more than one, you know, people kind of feel like it might be something that is they just think it's weird, you know. So how would you explain colon hydrotherapy to just the layperson, who says, someone who just walks in as one of your clients, who has no idea what it is?
Well, colon hydrotherapy has been going on for many, many, many years. I mean, back in the Roman times, that's when, you know, when I went to colon hydrotherapy school, they would talk about it in the books, where, you know, it's not just to the present day, but it's back in the ancient times, and people were healthy back then. You know, not everybody lived in, you know, caves, and so what we do is, it's about 30 to 45 minutes of fresh, clean, filtered water up your colon, up the rectum, and it's a very slow fill, and then when it fills full, we open the channel. You know, the dirty water comes in, fresh water going in, dirty water coming out, and, you know, you get to see in a glass tube what comes out. That may sound strange, but I'll tell you, it wakes people up when you get to watch your own movie of the fecal matter, of parasites, of, you know, medications, vitamins that aren't breaking down, undigested food.
Those toys you swallowed as a child?
Absolutely. There could be, I've seen, you know, change, as in nickels and pennies, come out of somebody that swallowed a nickel or a penny that was stuck in the folds of the colon when they were a kid. I mean, it's unbelievable what the body will hold. And in that colon, which is the large intestine, it's designed with pockets. And so they're called hostras. And inside those folds is old, old, old fecal matter. And so when you can clean that out, you're going to feel so much better. You can lose a few pounds overnight. Your skin's going to get better. Your body's just going to detox and let it all go. And, you know, doing, cleansing around the full moon. It is, new moon and full moon are very, very dynamic.
Yeah, I love that you incorporate that as well into your regimen. One thing that we try to do with the raw chocolate diet, and I know it incorporates great with your protocols, is to just lighten the load a little bit, to have the chia seeds, to have the chocolate chia pudding and the cacao elixir with chia seeds, to kind of pave the way, to lighten the load, to get out, do some pre-colon cleansing before, so that I know when your clients come to you, it ends up being a painless, easy flow. And I think is that the name of your business, Flow?
Yes, Flow Colon Health. You know, what's really dynamic about chia seeds, that I would say that's one of the top five foods on the planet. The chia seeds, you soak them, they become gelatinous, and they hydrate your body. They hydrate your colon. They hydrate your joints. And if you're not drinking enough water, it's so much better for your body. It's unbelievable. You can put them in soups. You can make a dressing. You can put them in smoothies. My favorite drink is peeled cucumbers in the Vitamix with soaked chia seeds, and it's absolutely delicious.
Right, because we want to keep our colon juicy and hydrated. So obviously dehydrated foods, nuts, dried fruits, you know, berries, and, you know, they're going to dehydrate our colon and dehydrate us and kind of suck that water out of there. What are some other foods we can increase our consumption of, foods or liquids, that is going to achieve a hydrated colon?
Those foods would consist of cucumbers. I like them peeled. They're really, really great. Different types of smoothies. They don't have to all be, you know, super fruit smoothies, but, you know, smoothies, you could put, instead of a whole lot of fruit, you could put a little cucumber, a lot of soups, a lot of liquids like soups and alchemy drinks and you know, good healthy water. You could do like a cantaloupe, cilantro in the Vitamix with cucumber. There's so many endless combinations.
The good old kale, banana, and apple smoothie with some chia seeds. That's always a good one, right?
That's always a good one. Yes.
So, let's back up. How do we know we're having problems again? I mean, you have some buildup in the large intestine, and you need some colon cleansing, but we've talked a lot together about this subject of physiognomy. How can you tell by looking at your body that you have this buildup and you need to get some help?
Right. If you have a bloated stomach, if you get gas easy, if you have kidney aches, you have skin rashes, you have acne, dry skin, or your skin is just too wet and oily, which could be, yeast coming out of your skin, you know, itchy ears, waxy ears, that's just yeast.
What about the face?
Large intestine on the map of the body is the bottom lip. Now, if you have a lot of cracks in your bottom lip or it's dry, you have a dry colon. What makes the colon dry? Grains, popcorn, really dry food. So the more liquids, the more water, the more cucumbers, the more alkalizing foods, the more chia seeds, the better.
Well, what are some of the other food categories that lead to chronic health issues associated with the gut lining that you really want your clients to avoid?
Yeah, there's two major food categories that, what it'll do is they're called nightshade plants. And the nightshades, what they do is they have latex inside the DNA of the plant that the plant puts out in nature so the plants can stay alive, so bugs don't eat the plant. So these nightshades, they go in, they break down, and they latch on like a rubber glove, latex, and they lock down inside the gut lining, our immune system, yeast, mold, and fungus, and parasites. And then it locks it down. And we think we eat a nightshade plant, and it breaks down, and it goes out. It latches on, for weeks and months. And if we're compiling the nightshades, then, we have to really be careful. Some of those consist of, just the Zevia's bell peppers, red tomatoes, okra, pimentos, all peppers. So if you have a compromised gut lining or colon is super dry, ease off on these foods, implement the good chia seeds and the cucumbers and the good alkalizing vegetables, and then you can implement some of these and just, work on your gut lining, work on your colon. And then the other food category is the oxalates, oxalic acid, which is all the nuts and seeds. So, and then too many grains are very dry, and they have thorns, and they go in, they latch on. So we want to knock down the grains, and then we want to add, the wetter foods to our system.
Okay, so it's kind of like when you have water, or if you're eating fruit, you want it to go directly in the cells. You don't want to have a bunch of oil in your fruit smoothie, a bunch of coconut oil, so that it inhibits the sugar from going into the cells. And I guess you're talking about it similar with the latex. Anything that can bind up, anything that's binding is going to keep it from going into the cells, as well as they're kind of inflaming, right? We don't want,
right.
You've talked about how it can kind of tear you up, as you call it, but it's all about
that's
inflammation,
right.
It seems like, right?
Yeah, that what happens is the latex goes into the body, and it'll find any inflammation in the body. If you go to Google and you punch in nightshade plants, you're going to see it talk about nightshade plants and arthritis. But it's any inflammation. It could be a bee sting, a toothache, a menstrual cycle that's off, chronic headaches. It doesn't matter. If any inflammation, that latex will go in and it will electrify the pain. So if you have, if you're under some type of pain, watch the nightshade plant.
By the way, we've been having on and off rainstorms, so sorry about the rain sound in the background, just so you guys are wondering what that dripping noise is. But so as far as it goes with taking these types of food in, you know, let's talk a little bit about one of my favorite topics I cover in the raw chocolate diet. Food combining. And so some people have a really strong digestion and, you know, they can obviously handle starch and protein combinations and other bad food combinations, which, as I understand it, digest in different parts of your body the starch and the protein, creating gas and putrefaction, which is essentially rotting. Are there certain combinations of food that you want people to avoid prior to getting colon hydrotherapy or during your sessions?
Yes. On a cleanse.
When they're showing signs of poor digestion?
Yes. So what I usually say is on a cleanse, if you can keep the fruits and veggies apart for just 10 days, because fruits have their own acid, veggies have their own acid. Together, they're an explosion. And we know this during colon hydrotherapy, when someone's having a session and, you know, there's all of a sudden this big pocket of, you know, gas coming out, and it's unbelievable. It's like, you know, where does that come from? Well, inside those hospital pockets is tiny little bubbles. And all those tiny little bubbles, you know, get swept out through the good, healthy water that's in there, and flushed out, and that's where it's at. So if we can keep those separate, you know, for 10 days while you're on your cleanse, and then you can implement the great smoothies with the kale and the papaya or whatever resonates with you.
So obviously fruits should be eaten, and melons should be eaten alone by themselves, but fruits and veggies, they're not the worst combination, are they?
They're not the worst combination. If your body can handle it and if not, then maybe you're needing a good, you know, enzyme to break your food down, because not everybody has enough bile or hydrochloric acid to break their food down. So,
do you recommend people to supplement HCL to help get speed up their stomach acid breakdown and stimulate their enzymes?
There's very few on the market that are really good. But what you can do is to jump up your HCL, take about one little squeeze of lemon or lime juice and about an eighth of a glass of water 30 minutes before you eat, and that'll start your hydrochloric acid production before you eat.
So you just drink a little lemon water
half hour before you eat. And do that for about 10 days straight, and you'll see a difference.
And can people do apple cider vinegar as well instead of the lemon, or do you really like the lemon?
Some people do apple cider vinegar. That can also, you know, up the production of the hydrochloric acid.
Okay. So maybe now would be a good time. You mentioned that you have, you know, your top five tips for, you know, your essential tools for the cleansing protocol. You want to give those out to our listeners?
Yes. Top five protocol tools. I would say the first one is an exfoliating glove. Because you want to scrub your body when you're on a cleanse. You're cleansing from the inside out. But what's coming out, and we have 9 elimination channels in the body. Colon is one of them. Your skin is another. Your lungs are another. So you're going to have everything, you know, yeast, mold, and fungus coming out of your body. We need to get it out anyway. So scrub your body every single day while you're on a cleanse, but you really want to scrub your body around the full moon, because the full moon, our bodies shed its skin every full moon, but it also sheds the lymphatic toxic liquid that's in the body every single day. So, you know, why not scrub once a week? Get in a hot shower, let your body heat up, and scrub it down. Really, really amazing. a really good probiotic. Now, what's going on in the probiotic world is they're genetically modifying probiotics now. So really read your labels. Know what you're getting. If you don't understand a word or a fancy name, do the research on it. A really good colon cleanser. Some people use psyllium. That can be very dynamic. And although if you have your kidneys ache, don't use psyllium. You can use a little bit of charcoal. That's pretty dynamic. pH strips. Check the pH of your urine. Are you peeing acid every day? Is your pH strip super yellow? Or is it alkaline blue, which is one of my favorite colors? So pH strips. Do you have a bathtub? Most people have a bathtub and a shower. You want to heat up your body in a bathtub, shower, or sauna, and, you know, all these toxins come right out. And you might get a little skin rash here and there. That's just something that's trapped in the body. So let it all happen.
How about using bath salts or Himalayan salts, or what if people just have access to Epsom salts? Do you recommend those in a bath for cleansing?
I like actually Himalayan salts. Now, our bodies are like a filter. So, you know, if we eat something, it goes in, and our bodies don't recognize it's going to get lodged somewhere, okay? So it also is an absorber. So whatever we put on our body and the body doesn't recognize, it's going to get stuck somewhere. So in a bathtub, if you want to put a little bit of, in a warm bath, hibiscus tea. Flowers have the highest vitamin C. And so hibiscus tea in a hot bathtub, I mean, you jump right in there, you're going to get a really good vitamin C dose. I know some people that do a little bit of coffee in a bathtub, and that really detoxes the liver and gallbladder. And then also wheatgrass. These are some of the things that we can eat, but we can also just put it right on our body. It goes right in. We could do a little bit of liquid magnesium in that.
Having high quality water, our skin's the most absorbable organ of our body, and people are taking the chlorine bath. They got to get it together and get a filtration system on their water, right?
Absolutely, because like I said, if our body doesn't recognize a chemical or something that's foreign, it'll stuff it somewhere, and who knows where that is. So. Definitely get it through some type of filter, have really good healthy water.
By the way, with your last tip with the charcoal, what did you say about that in relation to the kidneys? Because I'm taking notes here. This is good stuff.
In cleanses, what's popular is psyllium husk. We've all seen it. It's powdered down. And what it does is psyllium is dynamic, where it goes in and it grabs and pulls fecal matter and parasites off, the inside of your system, the colon. But if you have, a compromised kidneys and they're achy all the time, the psyllium the thorns of psyllium can get into the kidneys and ache the kidneys because they are high in oxalates. So instead,
I see, yeah, right, oxalates.
Yeah, use charcoal. You can use chia seeds. You can take the chia seeds and put them in your coffee grinder, and then you grind them down and mix it with a little bit of charcoal. It's really, really dynamic to pull out fecal matter.
That's great. Okay, what are we at, number four? Are you there?
Oh, yeah, I'm here. Okay, so you're right. So it would be exfoliating glove, probiotics, colon cleanser, bathtub, shower, and pH strips. That's number five.
Oh, okay. pH strips. Yeah, that's amazing, because when you start looking at that and you actually see, wow, I'm super acidic. What's something someone can do if they just feel off in the morning, which means they probably are really acidic, and what's something they can do first thing in the morning to just flip their pH balance into the alkaline?
Well, first thing in the morning, what I tell my clients is brush your teeth, scrape your tongue with a tongue scraper. If you don't have one, get one. You do want to do it twice a day, in the morning before you eat or drink anything, and then at night before you go to bed. It's going to really change your digestive system. if you've never scraped before, you're going to see, brush your teeth, you're going to see all that stuff come right off. And so it's going to knock down yeast, mold, and fungus in your body. And it's really, really incredible.
And so what if someone's just in an emergency acidic situation, their head is itching, they've got oozing going on, they really need some help. What can they do first thing in the morning to get super alkaline? Or just any time?
First thing in the morning, you'd want to do is a tall glass of water with a couple of pinches of aluminum-free baking soda. Baking soda is super alkaline. And that's going to alkalize you within 30 minutes. It's going to take the ache out of the kidney really quick. It's neutralizing that oxalic acid that's in the body. Oxalic acid goes into your body. Your body, it'll shoot it everywhere, into the colon, into the kidneys. And, what causes 80% of kidney stones is oxalates, oxalic acid. Now, I was doing the research on this. Dogs and cats get kidney stones because they're eating too many grain, dog food and cat food. They should not be eating grain. They should be eating, meat. And so the oxalic acid. But the baking soda will neutralize that acid. If you ever get drink too much coffee or something's achy in your body, it lubricates the joints. They were actually at one time giving racehorses a little bit of baking soda to take out the oxalic acid in the joints. And, these horses would just, win all these amazing races. So
small grass, the baking soda bomb is that you call it. The baking soda bomb is really powerful, and it's amazing how good you feel. You almost feel like you're walking on a cloud when you are really alkaline. From my experience, it's not something you want to do during a meal, though, right? Because you want to be acidic to digest your food.
You want to have good, healthy hydrochloric acid, and you want to keep your bile production really good at optimum level. So you don't want to knock down your digestive juices around the time you eat, but you want to do it, first thing in the morning if you get up and you're not feeling so well. It's almost like it'll give you some energy too. It starts knocking all the acid out of your body. Now acid.
And so it's between the meal kind of thing, not so much with a meal. Like if people have alkaline water systems, they don't want to be taking that anywhere around food, right?
Right. We need those digestive juices to work for us to break down our food. So keep it away from the baking soda protocol.
Okay, cool. So how about back to our elimination, how do we know we're having a problem? Without getting too graphic, what does a healthy elimination look like, and when do we know we're getting into trouble?
A healthy elimination, this is what I call be the inspector. Inspect your stuff. Check it out. There's healthy looking fecal matter, and there's fecal matter that's not healthy. I call it the trophy poop. Okay, so you want to have it a really good length. That means you're really cleaned out. You want to have it green at least 4 days a week, because that means you're eating vegetables. It shouldn't be brown every single day. It shouldn't be balled up. And floating too many days in a row because you're eating overloading on fat. Is it crevicey, too crevicey? Does it look dry? Does it look like car tires coming out? Is it hard as a rock? Can you kick it across the street? Is it hurting when it comes out? It needs to be clean, a good length, and you feel like a million bucks when you get off the toilet.
What's a sign of a dehydrated colon?
Dehydrated colon, it could be fecal matter that's dark, really dark. It's really chippy looking. It's like I said, it looks like car tires. It could be
like literally like black, balled up, yeah.
Black.
Yeah,
and then, so black, like car tire, like cut up car tires. It's black, it's dry. You know, are you seeing, you know, grains in there that aren't being digested that's even making it more dry?
Or like cheese and bread, I remember you saying that's not the, that's other than the best ever combination, but you know, people are going to eat cheese and bread and stuff like that. So what kind of cheese and bread would be a better, healthier option? Would you say raw cheese and a type of grain for a bread that would be better than wheat, for example? Maybe rye?
We've all heard the word gluten-free, okay? I believe that all grains are gluten, and so the ones to have, we have all these amazing recipes out now that are grain-free. It's happening now, it's uncovering, it's going to be the wave of the future. Grain-free baking, mm-hmm. grain-free bread, grain-free cookies, grain-free muffins. And, you know, if you can handle some nuts and seeds, and, you know, this is what they're made out of. They're made out of a little bit of chia seeds. You can bake with chia seeds. There's all these exotic
powders out there. We got these paleo wraps at the Expo West that were basically made out of coconut. They were wraps that you could, you know, wrap up any kind of, that you would use a tortilla, like a flour tortilla, and they were just made out of coconut. So, yeah, there's definitely a lot of great alternatives.
That's
now.
That's right.
Yeah, so
coconuts are the you know, coconut wraps are the, I call it the new tortilla. And same with collard greens, they're the new tortilla. And I tell you, be creative with your food. Keep your taste buds happy.
Absolutely. So, you know, a big thing that people are dealing with now is their immune system. We're being bombarded from all directions. So I know a lot of it has to do with the gut. What can someone do today to just jumpstart their immune system and start this healing process?
Okay, so to start the healing process, I would ask the person, like, how much water are you drinking a day and where are you getting it from? Make sure it's not chlorinated, doesn't have fluoride in it, it's pretty clean, filtered. And then what you want to do is you want to not overeat. You want to drink more liquids, because that's really, really going to help you. Just doing that alone, implementing more liquids, more soups, alkalizing foods. You can do cucumbers, like I said. You'll probably drop about 3 to 5 pounds in a week if you just added more liquids to your diet.
Awesome. I like solutions, and it's also, I like to get in people's face about, you know, the problem too, because a lot of times we don't know we have a problem, and things get to a point where they become chronic. So, you know, one of the major things that we're dealing with today is at the root of a lot of disease is leaky gut. And I'm wondering, can you explain to our audience what leaky gut is and how you know if you have it, and what these sores are inside of our body, and what diseases are related to them?
Yes, leaky gut is sores or lesions in the side of the gut lining. Now, inside the gut lining, we have these little microscopic hairs. They're called villi or villus. They need to be moving. It's like almost like it's an ecosystem in there. It's almost like the ocean and all these like sea anemones moving. Well, our gut lining is working for us like 24/7. Certain foods and all chemicals go into our body. They break down. And they start sporing down like roots right into the gut lining. And they start knocking down the life of the villi. We need the villi. I call it the Velvet Village. And it's our ecosystem. Mm-hmm. And everybody has a different blueprint. Some people can have wheat bread, some can't. So those villi, we need to keep those really happy and healthy. Inside the villi, we call it the maternity unit, is these little guys. They're called entriocytes. Those entriocytes need to grow, and they need to burst off the hairs of the villi. That's their life. We need those entriocytes. Those guys are our best friends. So the entriocytes get birthed every 2.5 to 4 days. That system is like the whole reset of the immune system. We need to let them burst off. That's why if we do intermittent fasting, on day 3, we feel really good to day 4 because those entriocytes are bursting off. Go look at your eyes in the mirror on a 3-day fast. Your eyes are going to be big and giant, super vibrant. Your skin's going to start looking better. Your immune system is super, super healthy.
Does alcohol kill the villi?
Alcohol kills the villi. All chemicals kill the villi. You're eating a junky toothpaste, those chemicals are going to go down. All medications, asthma inhalers, birth control pills, mouthwash that's not healthy. Read your labels. Get something that's really, really healthy for your body. I actually brush my teeth with aluminum-free baking soda every morning. It's
people say
really,
they
really
can't
good.
Afford a lot of the health products that and health food, but really, really we can't afford not to get what is the healthier choice these days because the stuff is killing us. This same kind of thing. What would a person experience with an all over the body, like full body cleanse, just to give a lighter side to these challenges we're talking about? And also, by the way, before you go into that, can you just explain some ailments that are attached to leaky gut?
Yes. Okay. So there's over 200 diseases connected to leaky gut. One of them is Parkinson's, asthma, eczema, depression, anxiety, schizophrenia, dyspraxia, dyslexia, tics, which is blinking of the eye, sore joints. It's endless. Over about 200 diseases, that's leaky gut. Why is that? Because our immune system is in our gut lining. 85% of it is in our gut lining. 20, 30 years ago, they used to say, it's over in that part of your body. Now, it's completely flipped. So, we're, as human beings, still learning. And we have to decipher what is coming at us. What resonates? What makes you feel really, really good? And what doesn't resonate? Does that toothpaste that you're using, is it good for you? Does it feel good? Does it feel healthy in your mouth?
I know when you were out here in Hawaii, seaweed made you feel really, really good, and you just you went on the seaweed diet, right? Pretty much.
I did. I love sea vegetables. Wakame, nori, kombu, ogo, those are some of my favorites. And we get natural iodine and incredible minerals from seaweed. In fact, I do a little bit of soaked wakame overnight, and I put, a splash of that in my smoothie. Like, why not? You can't taste it. It's just, it blends in. You're getting a dose of minerals and iodine. Really dynamic.
So the leaky gut, it is that associated with the candida? Does it grow through these like sores and grow and then get the fungus going into your bloodstream? Is that how they work together?
Absolutely. Now, if we eat too many grains, like pizza, dough, cakes, cookies, corn, soy, it has the oxalates, the thorns. Goes in, it latches on, okay, and then what latches on, it doesn't let go. And then it starts to yeast mold and fungus. It gets into it's in the gut lining there, it gets into the blood, it gets into the lymph system, moves through the lymph system and pops out as yeast somewhere on the body. Let's say it could go through the lymph nodes, goes through the channels, the capillaries, pops out on the leg. Where did that come from? You have a rash on your leg. Where did that come from? It came exactly from the gut lining. It could have come 10 days ago. It could have come 2 weeks ago. It's the transit time of how long that piece of bread is broken down, got stuck, and then manifested into this yeast, you know, rash that comes out your leg, or maybe you have earwax, or dandruff, or super coated tongue. You know, it's amazing how our bodies are just this filter, and you know, things can get stuck. Keep it moving. This is why good, healthy water, drinking all day long, you know, is really good for you. You go on the road, you know, drinking out of a glass bottle is way better than plastic.
Well, I think we're succeeding in freaking some people out, because there's probably a lot of people going out there, yeah, check, check, check. I have all those things going on with me, and it's good to know that we have solutions. I mean, we have colon hydrotherapy. It might be a good time to mention the Vitae Elixir that's available over at the medicinal-foods.com site, because that's a powerful combination of herbs that can go deep, and within the first month it ends up killing the candida at the roots, where it starts growing into the gut lining like that. And then, you know, when I did that in combination with the colon hydrotherapy, I had actually, I had a full, die-off, and that, for me, my tongue turned black, which was a sign of the fungus dying once and for all in my body, the candida overgrowth, because we have it, but, you know, it's supposed to be in a certain kind of balance. But do you want to explain more what die-off means in terms of when people are doing sessions with you with the colon hydrotherapy?
Yes. When the body has a lot of, you know, toxic materials, chemicals, yeast, mold, and fungus in the body, it gets lodged. And then when we start cleansing, we're opening up the body, opening up the pores, you know, cleaning out the colon, maybe doing these amazing alchemy drinks and veggie juices, you know, that are cleaning certain organs out. You know, we can all of a sudden get this rash somewhere, and you're thinking, where did that come from? Well, gosh, that was lodged in your body for a long time. We get itchy ears, we get coated tongue. You know, our eyes, when you're super acidic, they're really small and red. When you're feeling better, your whites of your eyes turn whiter. They look bigger.
So sometimes it's got to get worse before it can get better. And so a lot of people, yeah, they have issues, and they go, oh, this cleansing stuff is terrible. Look, I feel awful, and all this mucus is coming out of me. But that's when you got to stick with it and keep going. I'm just going to keep going myself a little bit here, because we are getting crunched for time. I want you to talk about the probiotics. I know it's the healthy flora inside is similar to the villa. Alcohol and things like that can kill it off. I know not all probiotics are the same. Maybe we could just skip straight to talking about what a homemade probiotic is and how someone can just get the best possible probiotics in their system.
Yeah. There's not many probiotics on the market that are really clean and really, really aren't going to work for the gut lining. So implement a homemade sauerkraut with cabbage and a good, really healthy salt, like Himalayan salt, Celtic salt. That's all you need. I call it the blank canvas sauerkraut. So you take your cabbage, you can put it in your food processor, you chop it really fine, you put it in a bowl, you put a teaspoon of Himalayan salt, you massage it for about 1 minute, and you start packing it in your mason jar with the two-part lid. You pack it all the way up to the top, keep the juice, and you put your two-part lid on, put it on your sink for on your countertop for about 4 days. It might leak. You put a plate under it, and it's going to start changing colors just a little bit. What it's doing, it's the salt and the cabbage are, it's this incredible marriage of infusion. And this, what grows from there is what we call lactobacillus, which we have naturally in the gut lining. That lactobacillus, when you eat that 4 days later, is going to feed your gut lining with incredible flora. Remember the Velvet Village, that ecosystem that is working for you, which is the immune system. So,
and I know that
purple cabbage,
we,
green cabbage.
Our brains our brains are actually the neurotransmitters, I know, come from the healthy flora in our gut. A healthy gut makes the neurotransmitters for our secondary brain in our head. The primary brain in our gut is what is benefiting from that. Susan, can you tell our listeners how to get a hold of you via social media or a website, just so that if they maybe want to become a potential client of yours, they can get a hold of you and learn more?
Yes, thanks, Guy. I am available through FaceTime. I'm available through my email address. It's flow:health.com. That's FLOWCOLON health at gmail.com. And then also phone number 808-769-1124. So we could do a FaceTime interview. I could let you know what foods resonate, which ones don't, different protocols to do.
Why don't you give your number one more time?
My number is 808-769-1124, and it's flow:health@gmail.com.
Flow, I love it. Susan, thank you so much for being with us, and it's really great to hear your voice since you moved off the island. We miss you out here. This was a lot of very powerful information and a lot of healthy reminders for me, for sure. I'm sure our listeners got some good stuff out of it. It's about that time, so you ready to hear one of Oma's songs?
Lovely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, Susan and my wife Omra are good friends as well, so we both have done a lot of work with her completed our colon hydrotherapy sessions, literally feeling like $1 million. So thank you, Susan. And now I'm going to leave everyone with a song from one of Omra's older CDs called Wisdom of the Ages. And this song is called Ocean Prayer. And it's all about the cleansing waters. So listen to the words. It's very fitting for what we've been talking about. And besides being a singer, songwriter, musician, Omra, my wife, is also an artist and has been making some amazing organic clothing. So if you want to check out her work, you can look her up on Etsy by typing in Omra, O-M-R-A. So... okay, bye for now, everyone. We are over there at medicinal-foods.com. We are feeding your potential with the ancient future of food. Aloha.
Ocean, wash me clean and pure, heal these wounds from the ones before, for the one that walked ahead of me. For the ones that walk ahead of me. Healing waters wash over me. Healing waters wash over me. Ocean, wash me clean and pure. Heal these wounds from the ones before. For the ones that walk ahead of me. Yay, yay, yay. For the ones that walk ahead of me. Healing waters wash over me. Healing waters wash over me. For the ones that walk ahead of me. For the ones that walk ahead of me. Ocean, wash me clean and pure. Heal these wounds from the ones before. For the ones that walk ahead of me. For the ones that walk ahead of me. Healing waters wash over me. Healing waters wash over me. Ocean, wash me clean and pure. Heal these wounds from the ones before. For the ones that walk ahead of me. Hey, hey, hey. For the ones that walk ahead of me. Healing waters wash over me. Healing waters wash over me. For the ones that walk ahead of me. For the ones that walk ahead of me.